Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
On today's Ask the Expert, Rafael Luna with Mundo Latino. He joins us in the KRLD Zoom room. And Mundo Latino has been just has a beautiful Dia de los Muertos exhibit on display at the State Fair of Texas. And Rafael, thank you so much for joining me this evening. How does the State Fair recognize Hispanic Heritage Month?
Well, let me tell you, after many, many years of us trying to get the point across, this year, they decided to go ahead and grant us with a Dia de los Muertos Day here, Hispanic Heritage Month, to celebrate it. So we do that. Of course, us the Latinos, we celebrate it all month long. But our exhibit has been here for 26 years at State Fair of Texas. We're located at the Women's Museum building here on the State Fair grounds.
Yeah, and it's fascinating. I mean, in the building, you literally take it over. You have three floors full of displays of cultural representation and education, and also a lot of different vendors. What all can people come and explore while they're there?
Well, first of all, we want to make sure that the general public recognizes and knows what Dia de los Muertos means to us, the Latinos. We have the monarch, which we're featuring this year here at the Dia de los Muertos exhibit. The monarch butterfly signifies the return of the soul from the to the living. And so it's one of the big representations that we have. We have a lot of vendors that are coming directly from different regions of the Latino countries, and they come here to sell all their items. So this is not the regular wears and tears that you buy at the regular places, but these are actually families who come and sell all of these beautiful things. The Mundo Latino exhibit here at the State Fair has three floors, and it usually takes you a good 40 minutes to go through the whole thing. We have the altars. We have the grave sites that give homage to our departed. We have all the beautiful murals that we have, a lot of things to buy, a lot of things to really take into mind since Christmas is right around the corner. So everything you can really look for in an exhibit, we've got it here.
Absolutely. I mean, this is truly a great display of Hispanic culture, traditions. You even have artists there of different types, from music artists to piñata artists. It's something really for everyone to come and enjoy. How do you feel as a Latino being part of the State Fair? What kind of feelings do you have when it comes to being able to create this, to provide this to the community and to all the visitors?
You know, it makes me very proud that I have this platform. It makes me be very grateful that I have this. I want to make sure that everybody remembers our culture, especially the young kids. We have the LULAC organization of kids that are from high school. They're different high schools, and they come here and they interact with our audiences. But before they do that, they have to go through a course of what everything signifies here. And it's really surprising how many Latino kids, and I call them kids because they're high school children, they don't understand and they've never seen it. And they are amazed. They remember seeing mama and they remember seeing grandma doing the different traditions, but they don't understand them. So it's a great privilege for me to go ahead and have this so they can understand a little bit more. And then, you know, of course, my grandchildren, my children also learn about these cultures and learn about our traditions. And it makes me very, very proud to be here in the 26 years that we've been here.
Absolutely. And you had told me that you and your wife started this project with the State Fair 26 years ago, and you are honoring her memory. What do you think she would feel knowing that you've had this partnership for so long and how it's continued to grow?
My late wife was Cindy Benavides. She used to be the public the publisher of La Fuente magazine here in the Dallas area. She worked for the Dallas Morning News for 26 years. And her vision was to create a place where people can come and learn about our culture. And so she passed in 2014. And when she passed, all the State Fair officials allowed me to make sure that her body laid in state here at the Women's Museum, because they honor her that much. So every year in these past couple of years that we've had an ofrenda, a gravesite, I put her picture up there. And it has gotten a lot of feedback from the community, because she was very well known in the Hispanic Chamber. She was one of the officials there at the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce here in Dallas. And she's very recognized. Everybody recognizes her. So it's an honor for me to continue that legacy and to make sure that this legacy, just fills everything that she had in mind.
Absolutely.
To do.
You also remember the kids that were killed in the Uvalde school shooting. What can our listeners who are planning to head to the State Fair and want to stop by the Women's Museum building to see your display, what can they expect with this ofrenda that you have set up?
Well, you know, the ofrenda is not just pictures and it's not just stories. What I wanted to do with this ofrenda is I wanted to go ahead and have an action item for each one of these children. So each one of the children has an action item right next to the picture, and it's something that we could do. Something small, something out of your heart. For one of the children, I have to give blood to the local blood bank. Another one is to call your principal, call your teacher, and say, thank you for taking care of my children. Another one is call Senator Cornyn and say, you've got to change the laws of gun control. So it has an action item for each one of the children. So there's 19 action items for children and 2 action items for teachers. And it's all about getting on the phone and making a call or taking an action for each one of these children. So I thought that we wanted to remember what happened in Uvalde, and I wanted to bring it to light, and I wanted to have an action item so we don't forget.
That is Rafael Luna with Mundo Latino and the Dia de los Muertos exhibit that can be seen right now at the State Fair of Texas inside the Women's Museum building. Thank you so much for your time. Thank you for all of the effort that you do to represent Latinos, to educate our community, and the time that you put in to be there every day. And hopefully I'll get to go see the exhibit soon and come say hello in person myself.
Thank you. Just reminding everybody that the exhibit is free with your entrance to the fair. We're open from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. at the Women's Museum building. So come by. We're Mundo Latino at the State Fair of Texas.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball.
Oh,
host a local event, and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.